Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. We're coming today from the offices of JED Insurance with John Dustin, covering our theme of spring cleaning. Good morning, John.
Alex, great to be here. We've had some great guests, and we're going to wind up the day with PM Oliver from Horizon Businesses.
Good morning.
Good morning.
PM, so theme today has been spring cleaning, helping business owners that are stuck or have bottlenecks or issues moving on. And it's a good time because taxes are done and the winter's over, hopefully. Keep our fingers crossed. Tell us what Horizon does, and then we're going to transition into how you can help them out of the situations they're in.
Okay, well, Horizon Business Valuations is a business valuation firm. What I will do is I will come in and I will praise a closely held, privately held company and let the business owner know what their business is valued at, whether it's 100% of a business or a business interest, because sometimes there's more than one owner in a company and there's many reasons why they may need a valuation of their business or business interest.
And how many small businesses do you find periodically get appraised? Do they wait till it's a fire drill, or and would you recommend them doing it periodically or cyclically? Or
it's usually a fire drill, you know, and unfortunately, the small business owner is usually wearing many different hats. So they're not often planning ahead for purposes of appraising their business. It's usually, you know, a need that something has, it's a triggering event that you typically gets me involved in valuing a business. But I do welcome and, you know, enjoy working with that business owner who is having a business valuation for planning purposes and not because of a triggering event that's required them to do that.
So I'm doing some cleaning. What would some of the takeaways after the valuation be? I'm assuming reduce expenses, but throw out some things that I might gather from you after you come in and do a formal appraisal.
Sure. You know, the business valuation is a very comprehensive analysis of a company. So it's getting very detailed in the employees, in the vendors, in the customers, in the total operations of a company. And the whole purpose is for someone like myself to understand how does this company function and what are the risk attributes of this company in the form of its operations. For example, a particular business may have only, they may have 100 or more customers, but I may find in my analysis that 50 or 60% of their revenues are attributable to one customer. Now, that is a very risky business.
So they're contingent on the success of that
other. Exactly. So if something were to happen to that customer or customer relationship, then there's going to be a significant impact in the revenues of the company and all of its operations. So in that type of example, what a business owner would realize, and you know, if it's at 50 or 60%, they probably already know that this is a problem. But even if it's not even that much, maybe it's even 20 or 30%, or maybe, you know, it's 20 or 30% with a few different customers, and maybe it makes up three customers that now represent 60% of a company's revenues. So maybe it's not, you know, that clearly evident to a business owner about their revenue stream and how risky it may be. But that would be something that I would bring to their attention, along with, which is often seen, is the key man reliance. In other words, that business owner, or maybe it's not even the business owner, but a manager, is so important for the successful ongoing operations of the company that adds another element of risk. That if you can identify these elements of risk, which depress the value of a company, with proper planning, you can, hopefully the plan is to have a plan to decrease those risk elements and hence increase the value of the business.
So I'm a business owner, and obviously a lot of them are adverse to risk, they're adverse to change, and everybody kind of stays in the weeds doing what they're doing. What does Horizon do when they come in? What's the process? What am I subjecting myself to?
Well, first of all, what you're subjecting yourself to is a 5 or 6 page document request listing. So I am asking for a lot of information before I even sit down and speak with you. But once you gather all of that information and I'm able to, work with it and analyze it, and the most important being 5 years of financial information. If I don't have numbers, I can't even begin the process. But once I've had time to work with that information, then I would have a scheduled time to sit with the business owner and or a manager. It depends on the level of responsibility and the knowledge of the staff. But really sit down and, within a 2.5 hour time frame, an interview, have a conversation about your business that goes beyond the numbers. Mm-hmm. Because the numbers only tell me so much, but I need to really learn more about what goes into the company to make those numbers. Mm-hmm. And that's where, we find out about those risk attributes, and we talk more about them and delve into the aspects of the company in greater detail.
So from a time commitment perspective, if they're organized, it's one commitment, and if they're disorganized, it's a much...
Well, your topic is spring cleaning. Yeah. And it's funny that you said organized, because often in these small businesses, there is a problem with accounting records and organization. Mm-hmm. And that would be my first and top priority or suggestion for any small business owner. If you're in the context of spring cleaning, is address your accounting and your bookkeeping records, because that takes me much longer to do my job. I am also a CPA, so working with these small businesses, I tend to have, there's a need for me to put my CPA hat on to get the records and the numbers in a good form, reasonably accurate, so I can then use them to value, because, the old cliche, garbage in, garbage out. If the numbers that I'm using to value a company are not accurate, then the value that I'm going to arrive at is also not going to be accurate.
So they've made a commitment, they've produced everything, you've done your report. Do you find, and this is going to be a tough thing to put a handle on, but is there usually a huge revelation or a shock effect of, I thought it was worth this, or, and why am I this low, and what can I do? Or is it usually, I'm in the range, or what happens?
I've gotten mixed responses. There are some that, that's what I figured it was going to be worth. and then there are others that are so far apart from my number, usually they're higher, that they don't understand it. That's where we call us business evaluators that sentimental value. The small business owner has usually put a lot of sweat equity into the business, and they perceive that as having a lot of value, but that's not always the case, or not as much value as they think. But again, if they're doing the valuations for purposes of planning, that's great. There's probably time to turn those risk attributes, into value versus a decrease in value.
So they should be using Horizon as an asset for process planning and to get to the next level, because then they know if their records are bad or if they need to make expense reductions or increase sales. That's a good point in time to, they should be doing this. It's amazing. It's usually people's, because I deal with this, it's usually one of their biggest assets, and they don't know exactly what it's worth.
It's most often their biggest asset. You're absolutely right. With the proper planning, why not turn that most significant asset that you have into a greater value? And it just takes some planning and the desire and open-mindedness to make the necessary changes. I'm very fortunate. I feel that my CPA background and training is really essential for these small business valuations. because I'm able to hone in on that skill set that I've had when I wasn't doing valuations, but working with these small business owners in the areas of accounting and taxation. And I utilize those skills and roll it right into the valuation work. And I do try to, in most cases, leave the business owner with some value-added service. So yes, my job was just to value your company, but you know, from an accounting sense, here are some things that you can also change that in that will affect the operations of the company in a positive way as well.
So those are positive services that Horizon provides, but you do some other things that we were talking about in contentious situations. Describe those services in case somebody ends up on that side.
Well, you know, usually it's business valuation related. And there's, as I had said, there's many reasons to have a business valued. You have that business owner who is planning, whether it's for an exit strategy or taking on a new partner, et cetera. But those other triggering events that I alluded to may involve a marital divorce or a business divorce. And in both cases, the value of the business or business interest needs to be determined. So I will also be brought on cases like that and determine the value of the business and maybe even some additional ancillary services that may go along with that, whether it be forensic accounting, some tax work, and any type of really financial analyses that an attorney may need from someone with my background and expertise.
Is there a lot of that contentious work out there? I'm just curious.
Well, it probably makes up about 80% of my work.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So it's probably a good idea to plan in advance and not wait for the contentious situation to evolve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, when anything is contentious and it involves litigation, there's a big cost price tag that's you know, results from that. So, you know, we talk about planning and spring cleaning and all these procedures really, you know, they may be painful in the beginning, and a business owner may foresee them as costly, but really in the end of it all, it would be a cost savings to any business owner to do spring cleaning, to have their records and books in good shape, whether it's for contentious reasons or planning reasons. It just helps the process move more efficiently, which then even provides you as a business owner with more information so that you can run your business more efficiently and hopefully more profitably.
So one of the themes in this year's spring cleaning was that it seems like it's a good time to sell. The banks are still lending it and money's fairly inexpensive. And how are the values right now?
You know, values are pretty well right now, and the banks are lending. I've done a fair amount, especially in the last 6 months, business acquisitions with SBA financing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when an individual, a business buyer is looking to purchase a business and going to the bank, if they meet certain requirements, that the bank will have it subsidized by the SBA, and they require a business valuation. So I'll get involved in that end as well. But the values are good. The financing is good. So it is a good time to sell or buy a business. Of course, it all depends on what type of business you are looking to buy. Liquor stores are selling pretty quickly right now. Yeah. Liquor stores and gas stations.
Really? It's interesting how industries are cyclical like that. So PM Oliver from Horizon Business Valuations, how can people get in touch with you this spring to clean up and do some pre-planning and hopefully not anything contentious?
Okay. Well, certainly Horizon Business Valuations, my number is at 508-238-1501. You can also visit me on the web at www.horizon, spelt like the sun, HORIZONBV, as in boy, Victor.com.
Great. Well, Pam, I appreciate you being here, and I really want to thank Alex and Chris for coming on the road today and helping us with our spring cleaning theme. This has been great.
It's been our pleasure to be here. Thank you for hosting us.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.